Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and it's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. New website is coming. Should be uploaded here within the next week or two, so be on the lookout for that when that occurs. You can always send us an email. That email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, over the past month or so, I'm sure you've been seeing on television a lot of the protests and the unfortunate side effects of the protests, and that would be the civil unrest, the vandalism, malicious mischief, other things like that. Now, peaceful protests are happening around the globe to bring attention to the issues of race and law enforcement. Unfortunately, there are those individuals out there that use such protests to steal and destroy property without regard to their owners. This week, we're going to discuss auto insurance coverage for such events when it comes to personal, home, and auto. Now, a standard auto policy. Now, this is a standard unendorsed auto policy. Check with your particular policy, your insurance carrier, to read how your policy would respond. It does include language dealing with various aspects of civil unrest, okay? In order to have coverage for damage to your auto, you must have purchased physical damage coverage on the auto prior to the occurrence. So it's not like somebody burns your car down today and you go tomorrow and call your agent and say, I need to get comprehensive and collision coverage on my vehicle. No, you have to have coverage at the time of loss in order to get your vehicle fixed up to the actual cash value of the vehicle. Now, if we read in the auto policy, we read letter A. We will pay for direct and accidental loss to your covered auto or any non-owned auto. Any non-owned auto would be like a rental vehicle, including their equipment minus any applicable deductible shown in the declarations. So if you've got a $100 comprehensive deductible or a $100 other than collision deductible, the insurance company will pay for anything to fix anything over and above that $100 up to the actual cash value of the vehicle. We will pay for loss to your covered auto caused by, one, other than collision, only if the declarations indicate that other than collision coverage is provided for that auto. Two, collision, only if the declarations indicate that collision coverage is provided for that auto. All right. Civil unrest or civil commotion or riot would be considered an other than collision or a comprehensive loss and would be subject to a deductible. All right. And then it lists loss caused by the following is considered other than collision. Missiles or falling objects. So that would be Molotov cocktails, bricks, rocks, anything that can be thrown or hurled. Fire. Somebody sets your car on fire. Theft or larceny. They break in, they steal something, or they steal the car itself. Explosion or earthquake. Again, you know, somebody throws a bomb or something at your vehicle. Windstorm. Hail, water, or flood. All right. Malicious mischief or vandalism. Okay, somebody spray paints on your car, keys it up, you know, steps on it, does some damage to it. All right. riot or civil commotion. So if somebody flips your car over, damages it, riot or civil commotion is covered. Contact with bird or animal, or breakage of glass. All right. And then it says if breakage of glass is caused by a collision, you may elect to have it considered a loss caused by collision. All right. The loss will be settled by the lesser of the cost to repair the damage or the actual cash value of the auto. Okay. So let's say, for example, let me go through this. Let me finish this up. Most insurance carriers, quote unquote, total out a vehicle, meaning that it's beyond repair, for actual cash value if the cost to repair exceeds 70% of the actual cash value. So let's give you an example. If an auto's cost to repair is $3,000, let's say somebody spray painted all over your car, broke all the windows, threw a Molotov cocktail in there, burned up the inside, all right? And the cost is going to be about $3,000 to fix. Again, it's $3,000 to fix the vehicle, okay? The actual cash value of the vehicle itself, the actual cash value, you know, ballpark it would be, you know, what you could sell it for on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. You know, insurance companies do have a system that they subscribe to. It's called CCC, that takes all the features, the mileage, the condition, takes a look at similar vehicles for sale within 90 miles of your residence to come up with an actual cash value figure for the vehicle, okay? So that report comes back with the features and condition and all that kind of stuff. Comes back that the vehicle's worth $2,300, okay? In this example, if the cost to repair is $3,000, the value of the vehicle itself, if you were to sell it, is about $2,300. At that point, the insurance company is going to total out the vehicle or figure that it is beyond repair, okay? And they would issue you a check less your deductible of $2,300 less your deductible, because that is the actual cash vehicle value of the vehicle at the time of loss, okay? I just recently had a case where a vehicle was very, very close to being totaled, but the insurance company decided that it was still within the range of them going ahead and paying to repair it. After the repairs were completed, there are a couple of things that still needed to be fixed. It was cosmetic, real cosmetic issues that had to do with prior damage to a particular part that was exaggerated by the new damage from the covered loss. The only way to mitigate that would be to replace the entire part, and then that would have sent the vehicle into total loss status. The insurance company explained to the client that, hey, you know, we've already repaired the vehicle to as much to prior condition as possible. Yeah, there is this small issue, but you had prior damage on that part that would not have been covered. And then, you know, if we would have done that, then we would have totaled out your vehicle. You would have had to remove physical damage from it because we're not going to pay for a total loss on a vehicle twice. The insured understood that, hey, you know, I've dealt with this damage on this part for several years now. The collision center did what they could to mitigate the damage that was caused by the accident. It's not pretty, but it's not, you know, it's not unlivable. So the insured understood that, you know, the insurance company did what they could for that client. So is it fair? No. In some cases, it's not fair. Where you've got an insured that had a perfectly running vehicle, didn't have any issues with it, gets into a car accident, ends up getting less less money for it than what they were hoping for, and now they've got to go out and either replace the vehicle with the money that they were given, or having to go into debt to buy a used vehicle to replace the perfectly running, perfectly fine vehicle that was damaged in either a collision or a comprehensive loss. So in some cases it's a good thing, some cases it's a bad thing, but overall the insurance company, you know, ultimately is writing the check, and if they deem that the vehicle is a total loss, then most likely it is a total loss based on the financial figures. You know, I mean, the insurance company, if the vehicle is worth $2,300, I wouldn't expect you, and I wouldn't expect the insurance company to pay $3,000 to fix the vehicle, to pay more than what the vehicle is worth to fix it. Okay, that's just not what I would see. I mean, would you go to the store and purchase an item for more than what it's worth? I mean, I know there's hoarding and profiteering and stuff like that, but I'm talking about, like, if you go into the store, pick up a bag of sugar that you can get elsewhere for $3, are you willing to pay $5? You know, I mean, it's just something to think about, something to consider. I'm sure, and probably not a good example, but hopefully you can kind of understand where I'm coming from. The insurance company is not going to pay more than what the item is worth in case of a loss. Now, the homeowner's policy follows along with the auto policy with a couple of exceptions, okay? It says here, we insure against risks of direct loss to property described in coverages A and B. That would be your dwelling and other structures. Only if that loss is a physical loss to property. Okay, so something physical must happen to your home or to your other structures, like a standalone storage shed or a standalone gazebo or a fence or something like that. Okay. We do not, however, insure for loss, and then it says here, letter D, vandalism and malicious mischief if the dwelling has been vacant for more than 30 consecutive days immediately before the loss. A dwelling being constructed is not considered vacant. So if you move out of a home and just don't move anybody else in and just leave it sit, somebody breaks in, spray paints all over the walls, rips out the copper plumbing, you know, sets it on fire, something like that, the insurance company is not going to cover that loss because it has not been inhabited for at least 30 days prior to the loss. It is considered a vacant dwelling. Homeowner's policy does not cover vacant dwellings. All right. Now, a dwelling being constructed is not considered vacant. Obviously, a dwelling under construction, you can't move in. You have to wait for the home to be inspected to be deemed livable before you can move in. So a dwelling under construction is not considered vacant, therefore it would be covered. So if vandals come in while your building is under construction, your home is under construction, and steal the copper pipe, spray paint all over everything, rip things down while it's in the course of construction, that would be covered. But you have to check with your insurance company to make sure that you do have coverage while the building is under construction. So make sure you talk to your agent if you're looking at building a home, because there are a couple of different things that would be different on a homeowner's policy that you would need to get coverage for. All right. Now, personal property has some limitations. It says here, we insure for direct physical loss. Again, direct physical loss to the property described in coverage C, caused by apparel listed below, unless the loss is excluded in Section 1 exclusions. All right. And then I listed explosion, riot or civil commotion, vehicles, smoke, meaning sudden and accidental damage from smoke. This peril does not include loss caused by smoke from agricultural smudging or industrial operations, vandalism or malicious mischief, theft, including attempted theft and loss to property from a known place when it is likely the property has been stolen, falling objects. This peril does not include loss to property contained in the building unless the roof or an outside wall of the building is first damaged by falling object. Damage to the falling object itself is not included. All right. So if somebody starts throwing, you know, Molotov cocktails through your windows, okay? And then after that, they start throwing bricks, okay? The bricks would come in through the broken window, so you've got direct physical loss. The windows were broken by Molotov cocktails, and therefore that opened it up for bricks and other debris to be thrown in, okay, damaging the walls and ceilings and whatnot. So, again, there has to be an opening for the falling objects to get coverage. All right. Both the homeowners and personal property coverage are generally covered on a replacement cost basis, meaning the cost to repair or replace the damage up to the listed coverage amounts on the declarations page. All right. So in most cases, your home is covered on a replacement cost basis. Most of my insurance carriers do have a limited guaranteed replacement, so they've got 125% of coverage A to replace their home. All right. And then 10% for other structures, and usually between 70 and 75% of the dwelling amount for your personal property. Okay. And something I always sell on my personal property is replacement cost. Costs very little. I talked to a lady yesterday who was looking at purchasing a condo policy. She wanted to know what the ACV versus replacement cost on personal property would be. The cost was $32 a year. To have the replacement cost on her personal property. My personal opinion, and she concurred, that the $32 savings just wasn't enough to warrant having actual cash value on her personal property. Again, actual cash value is cost new less depreciation. So if you've got a TV that's say 15 years old, all right, get zapped by lightning, lightning's a covered peril, or say vandals come in and smash the TV up, okay? TV's 15 years old, so what it would cost to replace it today, you know, say it's a 50-inch Sony TV, all right? So we're looking at maybe $500 or $600 for the TV, all right? And then you got to depreciate it each year for 15 years. Well, at the end of that equation, most likely you're going to be getting maybe 50, maybe 75, stretching it maybe $100 for a TV that would cost $500 or $600 today. So again, it's very important that you have replacement cost on your contents to cover you in case of a loss. Again, it doesn't matter if you got it for a gift, if you got it at a yard sale, you got it at Goodwill, you bought it off eBay, you bought it off Mercari or Poshmark or anywhere else. As long as you replace that item, the insurance company will pay full replacement cost on that item. All right. There are a few exclusions and limitations. You need to check on your particular policy to look into that. So, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You can also send us an email. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And keep on the lookout within the next 2 weeks or so. We will have a new website to unveil at mvpinsure.us. So be looking for that. Take care, and I hope you guys have a very good and a very safe and a very cool week.